ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ज्ञानतिमिरान्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्वन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोपीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयम् रूपगतामाह्यम् ददाति स्वापतान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपालमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम्। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। श्रीमदं स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सता। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15. The title of the chapter is The Pandavas Retire Timely, Text Number 39. Madurayam Tadavajram Surasena Patim Tada Prajapatyam Nirupeshtim Agnim Abhivadishwara मधुरायां तथा वज्रम् सुरसेनापतिं तथा प्रजापत्यां निरूपेष्टिम् अग्निम् अभिवदीश्वर। मधुरायां तथा वज्रम् सुरसेनापतिं तथा प्रजापत्यां निरूपेष्टिम् अग्निम् अभिपदीश्वर। मथुरायां मथुरा तथा आल्सो वज्रम् वज्र सूरसेन पतिम् किंग ऑफ सूरसेन तथा देयर आफ्टर प्रजापत्यम प्रजापत्य सैक्रिफाइस निरूप्यम हैविंग परफॉर्म इस्टिम गोल अग्नि फायर अभिभर प्लेस्ड इन हिमसेल्फ ईश्वर कैपेबल। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। देन ही पोस्टेड वज्रा द सन ऑफ अनिरुद्ध grandson of Lord Krishna at Mathura as the king of Surasena. Afterwards, Maharaj Yudhishthira performed a Prajapatya sacrifice and placed in himself the fire for quitting household life. Translation responsively. Then he posted Vajra, the son of Aniruddha, grandson of Lord Krishna, Yamasura as the king of Surasena. Afterwards, Maharaj Yudhishthir performed a Prajapatya sacrifice and placed in himself the fire for quitting household life. Quote by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Yudhishthir, after placing Maharaj Parikshit on the imperial throne of Hastinapur, and after posting Vajra, the great grandson of Lord Krishna, as the king of Mathura, accepted the renounced order of life. The system of four orders of life and four castes in terms of quality and work, known as Varnasrama Dharma, is the beginning of real human life. And Maharaj Yudhishthir, as the protector of the system of human activities, timely retired from the active life as a sannyasi, handing over the charge of the administration to a trained prince, Maharaj Parikshit. The scientific system of Varnashrama Dharma divides the human life into four divisions of occupation and four orders of life. The four orders of life as Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas are to be followed by all, irrespective of the occupational division. Modern politicians do not wish to retire from active life, even if they are old enough. But Yudhishthira Maharaj, as an ideal king, voluntarily retired from active administrative life to prepare himself for the next life. Everyone's life must be so arranged that the last stage of life, say at least the last 15 to 20 years of prior to death, can be absolutely devoted to the devotional service of the Lord to attain the highest perfection of life. It is really foolishness to engage oneself all the days of one's life in material enjoyment and fruitive activities, because as long as the mind remains absorbed in fruitive work for material enjoyment, there is no chance of getting out from the conditioned life or material bondage. No one should follow the suicidal policy of neglecting one's supreme task of attaining the highest perfection of life, namely going back home, back to Godhead.
This wonderful purport, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada explains. So this is the Vedic system is like this one. Vedic system is not like just stay in the position or in the seat or the kingly throne until last minute Yamaraj comes and then he gives drags literally the person out of that. Until that time, that is not the Vedic system. Here we can see Yudhishthira Maharaj, as soon as he heard the message of Lord Krishna's passing away, he completely lost interest in everything actually. This is the beauty. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. This is like a pure devotee cannot remain without the association of the Lord. So here, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Lord Krishna has passed away, what is there for me to do here? Why is all this king, throne, all this paraphernalia, all this is nothing needed. So that is why immediately he is thinking, now let me give it to this trained son. So this is like immediately gave it to Maharaj Parikshit. And also in the absence of Lord Krishna, Srila Prabhupada explains in the lecture, like in the absence of Lord Krishna, so Yudhishthira Maharaj was looking after all their family members also, Lord Krishna's family members. So he thought, like we give this Surasena kingly position to Vajra, Krishna, Lord Krishna's grandson. So this was given to him. So that he is preparing himself to go to the next stage of life. Srila Prabhupada explains, this human life is not meant for engaging in sense gratification till the last breath. This is the problem. Most of the time, especially Western, Eastern, nowadays Eastern also becoming like that only. Because people are thinking only Western civilization is like that. But Eastern civilization also nowadays, 6 o'clock in the morning, you come to a
yes.
Night, 12 o'clock only you can leave.
Yes.
Everything is yes only. Because in India, especially now, Getting job itself difficult. So you say 6 o'clock you come in the morning. Yes, we'll come. We don't know how you'll come. We'll come to 6 o'clock also, we'll come. And you have to leave at 12 o'clock at night. Yes, we are ready. People are ready because just they are getting whatever little money they are getting. For that, they are ready to sacrifice anything. Sacrifice sleep, sacrifice family. But they don't want to sacrifice for Krishna actually. They want to sacrifice everything. Just whatever 10,000 rupees, 20,000 rupees they are going to get. And that they are prepared to. And a little bit, even the 100th of the sacrifice or 100th of that whatever the parishram, whatever the effort you put for that, if you put for Krishna, your life will be successful. They don't put that much effort in chanting or hearing the holy name or reading scripture. They don't want to put. They just want to put so much effort just to please this, the boss. What the boss will do? When there is small economic crisis, that's it. Now we have done the reorganization. You are not a part of the organization. You can go home actually. That's it. Every Friday we find in companies, you know, like all shake hands and then finish. Now, like, now we have done all the restructure, now you are not part of the structure. Finish, you go home. You don't come. Because this is, and we are thinking, you know, like this person is going to look after life. This is what? Krishna is looking after life after life. And we are thinking this company is going to look after me life after life. You know, like, this is our foolishness. So here, Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains, all the great kings did this. It's not only Yudhishthira Maharaj, the Srimad Bhagavatam and all the Vedic history is full of examples actually. Why these examples are there? Not just like some stories or some kind of fairy tales. No, this is to teach us how these great personalities behave, like Yudhishthira Maharaj, even Parikshit Maharaj. How Parikshit Maharaj behaved. This is another wonderful thing. Well, you can expect Yudhishthira Maharaj, and this is his grandson Parikshit Maharaj, how he behaved. As soon as he heard that, okay, he had a mistake and he was cursed by the Brahmin boy, and then immediately he took it very seriously. Not that previously he was like freaking out, now he is taking seriously. Not like that. But that time also he was very serious. But now, as soon as he heard, yes, I have been cursed, and then immediately he just approached Sukadeva Goswami, and then he is asking, what is the duty to do, especially the person who is at the verge of that? This is the question. This question, not only us, not only Parikshit Maharaj, every one of us has to have this. Because as soon as we born, something is certain, the death is certain. So before the death comes, how we make our life, how we mold our life in such a way, so that we can progress. That is why the Vedic system is given such a way that you can make gradual advancement. That Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasa tasya kartaram apima vidhi kartaram avyayam. See, these four divisions are created by Lord Krishna for a specific purpose. It's not sometimes, especially in India, people condemn, oh, you are God, created this caste system. Today we are going through all this problem because of your God. Your God only created this caste system. No, our God didn't create this caste system. What that Krishna created, this Chaturvarnyam, was created based on the guna and karma. It is not Janma. You can't find that word Janma in that sloka at all. Because Lord Krishna created the qualities and activities. According to the qualities and activities, the four divisions are created. These are four orders, social order, four spiritual orders. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. This is the four orders. Social orders. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. So these four orders and four social and four spiritual orders are specifically created so that we can make gradual development in the hierarchy. So final aim is this. Final aim is Ante Narayana Smriti, remembering the Lord all the time. And finally, not only just going back to Godhead, going back home back to Godhead and engage in pure devotional service. I was reading Srila Prabhupada's lecture just before coming. He was saying, even some acharyas, we don't want to go back to Godhead also. Even though it doesn't matter, even I don't want the position of Brahma if it is ours to you. No, I would just remind as a normal kita janma hai jata tuvadas. Even if I just make an insect, but I want to be in the family of a devotee. So this is again, and they are saying, I don't mind taking birth again. Tadhera charana se bhakta saneva janame janame ho ye abhilash. This is the whole mood of devotee. Is the devotee, his main aim is not going back to God. That is coming. That is coming as but his main aim is wherever Krishna is there, wherever devotional service is there, I want to be part of that. I want to engage in devotional service, whether here or there, like Narada Muni. Narada Muni, sometimes he go to hell also. Doesn't mean that Narada Muni is fit to go to hell. No, he is going to hell. The hell also he makes it like a Vaikuntha. wherever he goes. This is actually Lord Shiva says, Narayana Parasarve Nakutaschana Bibyati Swarga Apavarga Narakeshu Api Tulyatra Darshina. This Narayana, the devotees of Narayana, wherever they go, they make that place as a Vaikuntha. So there is no need of, but still, get this, all the great kings, they just want to set an example. Because otherwise, there is no examples are there, there are no role models there. Everybody will just hang on to that seat till the last minute when the Yamaraj comes and then puts all these things, then drags the soul away. Until that time, they want to hang around. We can find in the, all the civilization, we find, we can, he asks the president, now president, you quit this position. No, he doesn't want to quit. He knows that this is his first and last position. If he comes out of this post, that's it, he will not be elected again. Because he has done so much welfare activities for his family only, not for the welfare. Because this is the problem, because everybody knows actually. Like Srila Prabhupada refers to Mr. Nixon at that time, this while giving the lecture. So he doesn't want to go. Because if he goes, then he will be finished. Nobody will have any respect. So he wants to hang around and then as much as you can accumulate, so the rest of the life. But what happens, even if you accumulate so much, after you coming out of the post, then you will have so many scandals will come, so many inquiry, so many commissions. So you will be like a, practically you will be torn apart actually. But so that is why before this situation, Yudhishthira Maharaj, for Yudhishthira Maharaj's case, it doesn't matter because he was always living like that only. Whether before Krishna's disappearance also, he was like doing his duty to the perfection, and after that also, so straight away he decided, so I will just go to Vanaprastha. So this is what Shastra says, Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. So this is like a Grahastha, if a person, after remaining a Brahmachari, then he is given a choice. Okay, now you have a Brahmachari. Now if we can remain a Brahmachari, Naishthika Brahmachari, without getting entangled, then that's well and good. That's well and good. But if somebody cannot do that, then for them also, it's a regulated sense gratification. Grahastha life is a regulated sense gratification. So you enter into the Grahastha life, it's not that somebody enters into Grahastha life means it's fallen. It's a fallen person. Not fallen person, but that person is very, very honest. Yes, I can't remain Naishthika Brahmachari. What can I do? I can't go and commit suicide. Because I can't remain Naishthika Brahmachari doesn't mean that I can't. But he's saying, okay, I will lead a respectable Grahastha life. That is what Srila Prabhupada said. Yes, you lead a Grahastha life. And then not a Grahastha life also, not till the end. The end of breathing. No, that also, actually Grahastha life is such a wonderful thing. What will happen? You will be frustrated. This is the, this is Grahasthas can testify, or Grahasthas can attest to this statement actually. If you remain in Grahastha life for some time, like first few years will be like all, like first honeymoon, all the moon will come. After that everything will be, this is the nature of the world will be, you will be frustrated only. It's not that only, you will remain like always, you see the first year, first anniversary will be all big, this thing will come. But second anniversary, the Shruti will go down, it will, right. Then after 28th anniversary comes, practice, oh, is that our wedding anniversary? Like, that day only will be forgotten actually. Unless otherwise we send some emails like that. Oh, Prabhu, you reminded me. Otherwise, I will be in big trouble actually. Because this is the problem. It's not nothing to be worried about. Because this will be like this only. Everything initially will be like that. Then after that, slowly the virya, the sruti will go down actually. So here, so we have to understand this is made in such a way so that we make some advancement. Because ultimate purpose of life is just like become a grahastha and just beget children. No, that is not the purpose of it. That is one of the purpose of life. Grahastha, you beget children and then you engage them also in devotional service. That is good. But after that also, then you have to look after yourself. Here people are saying you have to look after yourself. What is that yourself? Yourself is not the body, the atma. We have to look after this atma. What is atma? From where I am coming? Where I am going? What is the ultimate purpose? Where I am going to? What is my next destination? So this is what wonderfully explained by Kardama Muni and Devahuti, Mother Devahuti. So they were married. They were very, very happy going around all the places. And now when Kapila Dev was born, at that time immediately Kardama Muni decided, now I'm going to retire. You see, it's wonderful. See, Kardama Muni's house, Kapila Muni has appeared. Kapila Muni is also the incarnation of Lord. But even though the incarnation of the Lord has appeared in the house, still the person wants to go away from home. This is the beauty. It's not that, oh, my Supreme Lord has come in our house, so let us enjoy. No, he thinks that. Even though Kapila Dev has appeared in the family, still my duty is, as the Vedic injunctions are there, I will take to the Vanaprastha, or then he go to, as this is like Vana. So this is the, so why these things are done, like Srila Prabhupada explains, this Yadyat Acharati Sreshta, this Sreshta, the saintly people, they have to set an example actually. If Yudhishthira Maharaj, even though they set an example, people are not ready to follow. Like now in India and so many people, the Prime Minister will be practically, he will be coming in a wheelchair only. He'll be coming in a wheelchair and he'll be signing all these things, but only just in engaging in the activity. But here the contrast is like here, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he just gave up when hale and healthy only he gives up everything. So this is a voluntary action, because something we have to, this voluntarily giving up mood we have to develop actually. Otherwise, if you don't voluntarily give up, then at the time of death it will be forcibly taken from us. So we have to develop that mood of voluntarily do some activity. Voluntary devotional service is voluntary. Krishna doesn't force us actually. The whole Bhagavad Gita Krishna spoke. What we will do, we give a little bit of instruction. If you don't follow, we get very angry. Oh, I spent so much time and you are not even listening. But what Krishna did, he spoke everything. Finally he is saying, Yatha ichasi tatha kuru. Whatever you, now you deliberate on all these things and you do whatever deem fit, you do accordingly. Krishna gives that free will. So he says, whatever you feel like, then it's good. Krishna, even though Krishna gave that, then Arjuna said, Karishya Vachanam Tava. I will do whatever you have prescribed, that only I will do. So this is the beauty. So Krishna gives that free will to us in all stages, in the conditional state also, and the liberated states also, the free will is applied. So that is why we have to be very careful how to use this free will. If we use the free will, we can use in the service of the Lord. And if we use the same free will, we go away from the Lord also. So it's very, very, it's a double-edged dagger. You can do this, free will you can use in Maya also. Yes, no, Krishna has given free will. Krishna said not to work, okay, I will go into Maya. Then it is your prerogative. Then you want to punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatare sainam. You want to go through the samsara chakra again and again, you can do that. But no, I don't want to go through this. I want to put a stop. I want to have a detour here. I want to go back home, back to God and engage in pure devotional service. That also we can do in this human form of life. For that only the institution of Varnasram Dharma is here. So that gradual development. So gradual development, grihastha, then vanaprastha, and then finally taking sannyas. So this is also, nowadays we have seen like we have places, company, they have voluntary retirement. VRS, everywhere, like there is VRS, is the voluntary retirement from the service. What they do is like they take voluntary retirement, they take a package and then they become a consultant in the opposite company. This is what they are doing. Actually they don't know, because people don't know after retirement what to do. This is the problem. Actually for them, like the person who is accustomed to going 6 o'clock in the morning to work and coming home at 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the night, for them, like, what will I do if I don't have to go to work? There is no activity. There is no training. There is no kind of a procedure or whatever he has to do. If he doesn't, because this is like a robo, another robo is just, it'll immediately go. It will perform all the activities according to the program. Same way people are also, as soon as they get up, brush their teeth and go to work. Like as if this is a big ritual or something. Because this is for them, they don't know. They are thinking, oh, this is voluntary retirement. Voluntary retirement, we have to prepare the mentality also. We have to prepare our mind to voluntary. What is it? Because that is not just only come into voluntary retirement stage. So we have to prepare from the beginning. Kaumaram acharet pragya. Even from the beginning stage only, we have to devote some time in devotional activities. It's not that we have to wait till the last breath, then we have to become serious. That will not happen. Last minute, we can't become serious like that also. We are at Katwanga Maharaj. Katwanga Maharaj was, this Srila Prabhupada gives this example of one great Maharaj who came in the dynasty of Ramachandra Murthy. Katwanga Maharaj was a great king. He used to go and fight from the Deva Asura Yuddha, and he used to kill Asuras also. Such a great personality. At one point in time, he was there in the Devaloka. He was fighting. And then at that time, everything went successful and then Devas were very pleased with him. So he wanted to give some boon. What do you want? So then he asked, up to what stage I will live in this world? He said, there is only one muhurta time left for you. One muhurta means very short duration of life. So he said, can you ask me a favor? And then he said, please transport me to this, my deity, my temple of the Lord in this place. I just want to go and surrender. So this is the immediate, he was transported and he surrendered to the Lord and he made perfection. Srila Prabhupada gives the example why this is, some kind of people think that how long does it take to become perfect? You can take in 1 second, you can become perfect. Or you can take 1 million lifetimes also, you will not become perfect. Provided how much serious we are to become perfect, then only we can become perfect. So we have to have that training, we have to have practice from the beginning, even when you are a brahmachari life. That's why the training is required. Why Srila Prabhupada talks about the training? If the training is getting up, doing all the activity, then this will, all the habits will form. And then actually when you become a grahastha, then you will become a very serious grahastha. Devotional life will be serious at that time. And the grahastha also, grahastha training also, that it is like a, it's not like a grahastha ashram, it's like anything and everything you can do and get away with that also. No, grahastha also, there are so many rules and regulations, restricted. Even the grahastha also, Srila Prabhupada says, grahastha sannyasi. He's also grahastha sannyasi. It's not that grahastha is just like a some kind of grahmedi. No, he's a grahastha sannyasi. And then he goes to vanaprastha. Then vanaprastha state, you still have connection, like you still live with the family and you don't have any, no active material life. You go to Tirtha Yatra, you go to all the Vrindavan, Mathura, Mayapur. Like that you travel and then you relish all this association. This is the beauty of it. And also, its Vedic system, even though it doesn't abruptly, even for example, for sannyas, okay, somebody takes sannyas, sannyas is also not abrupt actually. So beautiful the Vedic system. It's a, even sannyasa, there are four orders are there. One type of sannyas is pudichaka. You just stay in a village, outside the village, and the food will come from the house. Because it's very difficult. No? Like you have been accustomed to all your puri, chapati, kichdi, halwa, all this. You have been accustomed to so much of life. Immediately in your sannyas, you go away. You can't go away like that. So you stay. Pudichaka is like you stay in one place, and then your food will come. But you still don't have a connection with the family. So you just have prasadam and all this. And then after that, you make a little bit of advancement. Then you do, oh, I am doing this. I will take a sannyas. Why should I do this? Then I do madhukari. Like I just go around, whoever gives me something, I will eat. So that is the next stage of sannyas. So then again, next stage is like a parivrajakachari. You just, not only, oh, I am not restricted to this. I will go around. If Krishna's will, something comes, I will eat. If it doesn't come, I won't eat. That is the next stage. And then Paramahamsa. So this is like a, everywhere there is a stages are there. It's not that somebody is expected immediately, yeah, immediately close all the bank account, everything, immediately go and stand in the street. No, nobody says like that. It is a very gradual development. Yes, yeah, you are a grahastha, you have been accustomed to living like a grahastha, so then you gradually go to the next stage. Even grahastha also, vanaprastha also, there are four stages. So you can go, I could not find the explanation, maybe somebody can like, but we can understand there is a gradual process. It's not that immediately like one fine morning you woke up, that's it, I'm vanaprastha, and then just running towards the forest. No, not like that. You just, you go step by step you make this arrangement. So this is a, this kind of, and premature retirement, this is another thing. Sometimes the people get fed up with the families. Yes, so much of problem, I will want to go away. That type of, this thing will not long last long actually. If somebody is fed up with the family, fed up with his paying the bills and all these things, then they will say, I will also want to go away. But that won't work actually. What you will do, you will give up one family here and you go and set up some family somewhere else. That is better be here only. Why you go and give up in the pretext of giving up this family, you will go and set up another family there. That is not required. That is not, no, there is no vairagya there. There is a vairagya there. Because these things has to come, with vairagya has to come. Then only you can give up something. And also a higher taste has to be there. Then only you can give up. Otherwise, you know, like people think, you know, like I will go and I will do something else. And then they get some attached to some other partner, some other, then another life will start like that. Because that is why even giving up also, we have to give up systematically. We have to give up what we are going to do after, then only we give up. Like when you are climbing somewhere, this is the usual way, you catch hold of something and then only give the grip of the next one, correct? We don't just like a, we give this and immediately go and grab. No, we have to, step by step we have to go. So that is the way the Vedic system trains us also. And also, Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says, in one place, he says, Nathe vitu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. The human society is meant for elevation to spiritual knowledge so that all of the people can be freed from the clutches of birth and death. This is why Nate Vitu Swartha Gatim Ki Vishnu. People, Prahlad Maharaj says, people don't know. That is why these problems are there. Because people, Durasaya ye bahiratta mane na, andha yadante upaniyamana, tepisha tantram urdhamni baddha. Because this is Swartha Gati is Vishnu. Going to Vishnu, entering devotional service to Vishnu, like Vishnu or like Krishna. This is Swartha Gati. Our Swartha Gati is that one. And people don't know, thinking that anything else is Swartha, because we are thinking the family is going to be protecting, this is going to be protecting, that is going to be protecting, and we put so much emphasis on that, and then we forget, Nate Vitu Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu. Because that is Krishna, is the only protector, he is the only one, he will stay all the time with us, and he will protect all, even though we were rebellious, we want to go away, and still Krishna accompanies us as Paramatma, and he still gives us guidance. Who will do? If somebody is rebellious, oh, you go to hell, you go to hell. That's it. We don't really normally look after them. But Krishna, even though we are rebellious, he still, because of the vatsalya, because of the attachment to this thing, he comes and he gives his instructions all the time. So Srila Prabhupada gives the example. Srila Prabhupada quotes this very famous example. Gandhiji, Mahatma Gandhi, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Mahatma Gandhi. He wrote, Mahatmaji, now we got independence, you made all arrangement for independence, now it is time for retirement, let us preach Bhagavad Gita very seriously. Mahatma Gandhi didn't even read the letter, or maybe read the letter and they didn't understand the purport properly. So then he said in the letter very clearly, if you don't do that, you will meet a cruel death. He predicted that also. He predicted, and Prabhupada said, he said, if you don't do that, what will happen? He knew everything. Prabhupada, not that he didn't know anything, he knew, because there were so many enemies of him, because he wanted to divide that India and Pakistan, all these things. So he knew that if you step down from this active politics, you will be killed. Some people, because politics means somebody may like you, somebody may dislike you. It's not like always. Somebody will always praise you. No, your always enemies will be there. So Srila Prabhupada told. Now, because he thought Gandhiji is a very sattvic person, if that type of person takes to the preaching of Bhagavad Gita, then it will be very, very powerful. That's what Srila Prabhupada's mood was. But he didn't listen. So then what happened? Exactly what Srila Prabhupada said, that only happened. Because everybody was thinking he is favoring Muslims, so then among Hindus only, they thought, we have to eliminate this fellow. Otherwise, he will keep on giving everything to everyone, and then we will not be left with anything. Actually. That's why they killed him. So that is why it's very important. You have to make some time. This is what the instructions are given. The instructions are coming. See, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, so much instructions are there. So many acharyas, Maharaj Prithu, Gardamamuni, and all these great personality, Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Yudhishthir, everyone. Bhagavatam is so much of example that people just voluntarily gave up. This is what we have to, Srila Prabhupada says, if you don't voluntarily give up, it will be taken forcibly. So Srila Prabhupada says, you have only two hands. If Krishna wants to take away something from you, how much you can protest actually? You have only two hands. Krishna has so many hands, he can take away. And if Krishna wants to give you something, you only have two hands. How much can you handle? Krishna is ready to give. Keep on giving. He will keep on giving so much. And then you have two hands only. So instead of foolishly, now I will protect myself. I will do this. No, instead of that, let Krishna, you orchestrate the whole thing. Yes, Krishna, you direct me. That's why this is Harishya Vachanam Tava. Arjuna says, whatever you said, I will follow. So that way, he is protected. And Krishna is for his devotee, he is very, very easy. He is saying, Name Bhakta Pranashyati, whatever happens, my devotee will not be vanquished. As Maharaj Pranand Maharaj, last few days he said, Krishna doesn't say that I will protect the body. Sometimes he will protect the body, sometimes he may not protect the body. That is his prerogative. Why he didn't do that, we can't ask him. Sometimes he may protect the body, he says, my devotee will not be vanquished. For him, the spiritual success is assured, guaranteed. Krishna guarantees that personally. And this is a Vedic civilization, it's wonderful. And so here, Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains. And this is Maharaj Yudhishthir as the protector of the system of human activities, timely retired from active life as a sannyasi, handing over the charge of administration to a trained prince, Maharaj Parikshit. The scientific system of Varnashrama Dharma divides the human life into four divisions of occupation and four orders of life. The four orders of life, as we discussed, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas, are to be followed by all, irrespective of the occupational division. Everybody has to follow. It is not that only this one has to follow that one. Sometimes when we say, Sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking Sannyas is a big, great, big example. But not that we all have to, not to follow. Yeah, we also have to follow according to the time, place and circumstances, whatever has been ordained to us, that we have to do. Srila Prabhupada explains in a particular purport. I just want to read this. So everyone, this is in the lecture Prabhupada says, everyone has to take sannyas. It is not that a particular man, simply Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to take sannyas. No, that is obligation. You must. In Buddha philosophy, everyone has to take sannyas and live as a sannyasi for some years. That is their duty. So Maharaj Yudhishthir prepared himself for becoming a sannyasi. Sannyas means renounced. Then Srila Prabhupada goes on giving the definition of sannyas. What is the definition? Sannyas means he works but not as the enjoyer of the fruit of the work. This sixth chapter says, like anashrita karma palam. So this is like he's working, not that sannyasi will be always sitting in one place. He will be working, but not as a enjoyer for the root of the work, fruit of that work. That is the way to work. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did like that, and also Srila Prabhupada explains that. And this is like we also find in the provisions are there. We have retirement homes are there, old age homes are there. These things are also there, all these places. But only thing is, we need to have this system of education. So then what do we do there actually? It's not that retire home means there will be a television always 24 hours. This television will be going and all the nonsense newspapers will be there. That is not retirement home actually. Retirement home means this is a retirement home actually. Those people who are in the age of, this is what retirement home, going to Vrindavan, that is retirement home. Not just a retirement home in the sense you don't worry about anything, no family, nothing. 24 hours you keep on watching the serial and all, whatever channels you want. That is hellish actually. That is hellish home. Because so that for that better you work actually. If you are going to that retirement home, you are better off doing work and at least do whatever your duties actually. That is better than going to that type.